Love you, Jai 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 라도라미미다미온지용보다한제진로소주제주하자와제본 선제순바랍도지신대비주주하바디다시제담배주니진해디시해시 라도라미미다미온지용보다한제진로소주제주하자와제본 선제순바랍도지신대비주주하바디다시제담배주니진해디시해시 Listen the Dharma in order to attain an excellent, perfect, complete enlightenment for the purpose of all dear Mother Sentient Beings. In the Vinaya Sutra, don't do negative actions, do positive actions in order to subdue the mind. That is Buddha Dharma. As he said that, the Shakyamuni's Dharma is in order to subdue our mind. In order to better our general behavior, our character, from our body and speech. That's also the purpose to listen to the Dharma. That's also the purpose for practice the Dharma, whether you practice Dharma in the temple or whether you practice the Dharma in your small shrine when you do meditation in your house. The purpose is to subdue our mind. You have remembered that once there was a very big, huge elephant. Once upon a time, that elephant in the jungle, very deep jungle, living there with a proud, very enjoy. Once time he caught by one person, and that person offered that elephant to the king, and king was proud to ride that elephant very often, as we do. If I have a Mercedes car, I will be proud to drive it. If I have a BMW car, I will enjoy to drive it everywhere. I will show off to other persons. And so like that, the King Rapsal was very happy and proud to ride that elephant. And once, unfortunately time, the elephant runs in the jungle. He cannot control that elephant. So the king asked to the person, "Oh, this elephant looks like a very crazy. The elephant, he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me. He don't care about me. Even I am a king. Many people respect me. They like very much. But the elephant, why he is such a behavior?" And then I'm not going to tell you the detailed story. We don't have the time. Yeah, we all are very busy person. Many things to do on the Sunday, Saturday, right? On the Sunday we have many things to do. And in the other hand, I don't remember very clearly about this wonderful story. Even you want to listen, right? So the person replied to the king, "Oh, dear king, I cannot subdue the elephant's mind. If there's one person who can subdue the mind," and then the king inspired very much about heard these words from him. He never heard about this subject, telling about the subdued mind, tame mind, make up the mind. King was very surprised and asking, "Is there a person who can subdue or make up the mind?" And then the person replied, "Yes, there was a man. Who is that?" "That's the Buddha. So Buddha can subdue the mind. Therefore, Buddha told to us, do not do the negative actions, do the positive actions. Be subdued. My mind or your mind." That's his teaching. That's his essential point of Dharma. So King heard that, and King met the Buddha, and then he learned about how to subdue his mind. He generated the mind from the Buddha. So that is the purpose to into the Shakyamuni Buddha. This purpose for us to subdue our mind. What happened if we will subdue our mind? Sometimes our mind is like a very hard, hardy rock. If it is a fruit, if you throw in the water or the oceans, it will become very soft and soft day after day. But the rocks are very difficult to become a soft, even if we throw in the oceans. So our mind is very difficult to subdue. However, we have to subdue our mind and make up our mind better and better. We have to shape our mind. If we cannot subdue our minds at the once time at the teachings, and then we have to try to be attend the second time to listen to the Dharma in order to subdue our mind, and third time, and once time, really the mind is not a permanent. It can change from the negative side to the positive side. It can change, or as those masters advised us many times, but those are our delusions. Whether we have a very darkness, ignorant, and the anger, hatred, and attachments. However, those negative mental factors are temporary in our mind. It's not a permanent. We can separate our mind from them. So, as I mentioned, that you have listened many times to the Dharma, right? You have met a very great master like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and then all the spiritual masters. There's no need to mention the name as you remember your guru, your master. They have taught you many dharma. They have taught you many dharma in order to subdue our minds. Oh. So once, if you again and again doing, the mind can be changed at one time, and then people will be surprised who you are, how you act, who you are, a nice person, such a nice person. And before, he or she was not like that, and right now, the situation has changed, his behavior, character, speech. However, people will recognize that you are a good person, you are a very nice person. People automatically are attracting you too much. Maybe people will attacking you too much, like in the palace, the Madonna, who sings a very lovely song. The people enjoy to follow her and listen her sing again and again, like that. You will enjoy to listen to the Dharma again and again. You will enjoy to meet your spiritual master again and again. You never want to separate from the Dharma textbook. wherever you go, you will go in the fly, or you will take the fly, you will take the Mercedes car, wherever you will take the BMW, or many of you I know that drive the Toyota car. And the Honda. So, however, it's very important to subdue our mind too. Once the Buddha also said that someone who will subdue one level, subdue one devotion, someone who subdue his or her mind, he or she is a good person. Someone who subdue mind, and then he or she will induce or receive more happiness, peace, enjoy to go to bed, and easy to be sleep, to eat, whatever his actions do, it seems like very comfortable and nice. I didn't say that, Buddha said that, okay? And then also the other master called your favorite master, Master Shandideva, said that there is not many to practice at the beginning. At the beginning, it's better to practice watch the mind. Shandideva has watched his mind again and again, and he subdued his mind, and he generated the bodhicitta. At the beginning, what I introduced a little bit about the Buddha bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, the mind for enlightenment, for the benefit of those mother sentient beings. So the great Shandideva has generated that mind. So however, if we will subdue our mind, there are many benefits and advantage we can receive from subdue our mind. And in the other hand, the great scholar Master Tsongkhapa said that when we watch careful what we have act, what we have do, what we speak, our body controlled by our mind, and our mind controlled by those mental factors, some mental factors like a desire, attachment, some mental factor, non-attachment, compassion, loving kindness. So two types of the mental factors. So when our mind was controlled by those mental factors which are negative, which are bad mental factors, then we are not happy, we are not relaxed, we are not comfortable. So when we our mind enriched with those mental factors called the loving kindness, compassion, then at that time we are more happy, peace, as the Buddha said that it will we will receive many happiness and peace. So whenever our mind was controlled by those negative mental, then we are not happy. So we have our mind should be decorated with those positive mental factors, as the great Lama Tsongkhapa said that. So therefore, he preached the Dharma in order to subdue our mind, in order to shape our mind. And also there you have listened about Kadamba Master Bengungi has said. He also watched his mind. I don't need to mention you have listened those before. If you didn't listen, then you will listen those wonderful advice of the Kadamba. However, it's very important to subdue our mind. And if we careful watch, then the mind is a very great one. So one day we will become like that, the King Rapsal, who subdue his mind, he generates the mind from the Buddha. So this also, in order to subdue our mind, be a good character to listen to such a different biography of those masters, the biography of Shakyamuni Buddha, the biography of Master Atisha, and whatever we listen, read the biography, it's better to us to be a good person. I think this like this, maybe you will read it. So how the Guru Atisha has found the Dharma knowledge, the knowledge of our teachings, and then those sutras, the knowledge of the realization, the knowledge of the insight. So, however, Guru Atisha left the kingdom, and he requires to his parents, the royal king, and then the royal queen, the king Kalyanasiri, and the queen Sri Prabha, to left the kingdom, and then they give the permission to Master Atisha, and then he went to the jungle and the temple to learn more about the Dharma. So, if I repeat you once time, his name, at the beginning, his name was the Chandragarbha, and when he was a prince, after his master, one of his tantric master, given him his secret name, Jana Guyavajra, and after that he became a monk. If he became a monk, he can benefit more to those sentient beings, and he's the master of the ordained monk. He received the fully ordained vows from the master Srila Rakshita, and he gave. Now that master has given the name Devamkara Shri Jana. So Devamkara Shri Jana in India. And when Master Atisha was arrived in Tibet, then Tibetan we called him Master Atisha. Atisha, as you know, is a normal name, right? So we also have a different name. And then what's our normal name to like that? Yeah? So we called him the Master Atisha. So until he was 31, he learned about Dharma knowledge about the perfectional vehicles, and also he met the very great master called the Lama Dhamma Rakshita, and then he stayed with that master about the 2 years and listened many about the Abhidharma text. And however, he learned about those sutra. I gave the example last week. I gave the example of the basket of the apple, the basket of the orange, the basket of the grape. Sometimes I remember those are there, right? You remember, right? and also the baskets of those, the grapefruit. So like the example, he received the oral teachings of the Vinaya Sutra, and then he received the oral teachings of the Discourse Sutra, and he received the oral teachings of the about the Abhidharma, and also about the wisdoms, the teachings which let us understand about more about the wisdom. And also he received those teachings of the Tantra. He memorized those again and again, and after he memorized all of those oral teachings by the kindness of his guru, and once he received and he listened those, he memorized those Dharma teachings, he practiced again and again, and day after day, month after month, the great scholar Master Atisha attained the realizations too. So we also have to subdue our minds, receive the knowledge more again and again, and we have to also attend the those levels of the realizations in the Lamrim teachings. The guru said that the realizations of the small level persons, the realizations of the intermediate, of the middle level persons, and then the realizations of the great level person who has a great capacity, some person, if they don't have a, they have a medium capacity. So we have to learn step and step and gain the realizations. So in also it, regarding of those realizations, the spiritual of realizations. To Dharma divides into two parts. One what we call the oral teachings, and then also the Dharma texts, and then other one what we call the spiritual realization, spiritual understanding. So regarding of the spiritual realizations, he practiced again and again. And after he received those realizations, so there are three higher training of realizations, or the higher training of discipline, the higher training of concentration, and the contemplative, the meditative contemplations or meditative stabilizations, and the higher training of the wisdom, or sometimes you heard that the vipassana, penetrative insights. So those realizations received by the Guru Atisha, Master Atisha, so how he was great, as we have to understand more and more qualities of the Guru Tsongkhapa, and then also the here at this time the Guru Atisha. However, if we know the more understanding, then our faith will be grow day after day, month after month. If we don't know the quality and knowledge of the Guru Atisha, and then we cannot develop our faith to him. So some people in the outside, they enjoy to listen, to sing, they enjoy to play the music because they understand and their interest open then. So the first about the Shila or the discipline, he received that knowledge, and that also knowledge is very important. It's a very great foundation of the second higher training, and then the third higher trainings. The training of the concentration and the training of the wisdom depends upon the discipline, realization of disciplines. So how he, and in Tibetan we said that there is a one yak, there's a one yak, the Tibetan animal, some you have seen in the Tibetan pictures, there it said that that there is a one yak, there's a one white yak, totally white. And then that yes, animals, they have a tail, they have a horn, we don't have, right? So that yak has a white tail, very nice. And so in the jungle, in the forest, when that tail was caught by some thorn and then some tree, and even the hunter want to kill that yak, he don't want to cut he don't want to cut even a single hair of the tails. However, the story tells that that yak protected the tails too. So that yak loves the tail, protect the tail. Even he can spend his life, he will not spend his life. He will protect the tail. So that story tells us that the story tells us that the Guru Atisha protects his whole disciplines. Even if it's a very small discipline, he will protect that disciplines. Not like me. And I cannot protect those many disciplines. Still, we have many disciplines. So the Guru Atisha protects his discipline, even if it's a very small disciplines, or the small vows. And also, in general way, those animals like their horn, like their tails, and we also love very much our hairs. Even someone pull our single hair, we may say that, oh no, you should not tell that, it's my beautiful hair, it's my lovely hair, it's my colorful hair, and then I love my hair, right? That's true. So we should be protect our discipline like that. If we protect the discipline like that, then there is no doubt what is the next our rebirth. There is no doubt we will not reborn in the hell beings realms. We will not reborn in the hungry ghosts, and we will not reborn in the animal living beings. We will reborn again. The precious human life, if we protect our disciplines. And he has received the knowledge of, on that foundation, the Guru Atisha has received the knowledge of the concentration or the contemplations. Once he wants to meditate upon the Shakyamuni Buddha, he can do the single-pointed mind upon the Shakyamuni Buddha. How he is a wonderful, excellent. His body, as I explained before, his body is unexcellent. We cannot compare the body of the Shakyamuni Buddha and the shape of the Shakyamuni Buddha. No one, the ordinary sentient being, cannot be compared. And he received the complete enlightenment. He received complete enlightenment. He knows everything very well, not like us. So, the great Atisha, the realization of his concentration is perfect, and also he received the realizations of the wisdom, analytical meditation. If we ask the Atisha how is the Shakyamuni Buddha, he will explain in the detail, not like me. If you ask me the marks or the signs of the Buddha Shakyamuni, I cannot count those holes. I just tell you, you can understand those qualities of the Shakyamuni Buddha if you read the text called the Precious Garden, or the text which composed by the Maitreya Buddha, Abhyasamaya Alankara, or the clear ornament of clear realizations. In the 8th chapter, it's the quality of those Buddhas. I just tell you, you can go into that I don't know, maybe web page or text, Dharma textbook, then you will understand the qualities of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So if you are, okay, so regarding of the Tantra also, you receive the all knowledge of the Tantra, and those are how he forms the Dharma knowledge from his guru. He practiced very well, and then he gained the realizations. So like him, the example, that's the meaning of the biography of the great Master Atisha. If we want to be a wonderful realizations, we have to practice Dharma. We should not let, we should not forget what we have learned. We have to meditate upon them. We should not be lazy. Once the master, I remember, the master Gundamba said that nyeri seja martin sinjuzum, shasimlen se jime jemechen, tenda tela chia miyowe, zumbo chuwe binshi tenshi ahas. And then at the beginning, and then when we met the master, when we met the spiritual textbook, at the beginning, we don't remember about our food, our drink, we practice day and night, and then we don't want to talk to our friend. And after 3 days, and then the great master says, after 3 days, forget everything. Forget the Dharma book, forget the Dharma place, forget the Dharma spiritual friend, and then we forget everything. Then that's no good, he said. If we want to practice Dharma, it's very important to be continue, practice very continue. How long the day is, how long the night, you know, we have to practice continue, it's very important. That's the one side, the mistakes of the laziness. The laziness persons, sometimes they miss the airplane. So if they want to go to Washington, D.C., and then they sleep, relax, okay, the airplane time is like that. It's like checking time and relax. And then when they arrive the airport, then they bring their shoes in the hands and their bag in here, and then everything in a very hurry to catch the airplane. It's not easy to catch the airplane, so we cannot fly. They're very hurry then, and she might say that, oh, it's a very expensive ticket for the airplane, right? So like that, we should not be lazy. What we have found such a precious human life and human body, we have to catch the next our rebirth. If you already have the catch the next airplane or the next rebirth, then try to catch your state of nirvana. If you don't want enough to attend the nirvana, then try to. Try to generate the bodhicitta in order to benefit all of those mother sentient beings, and try to attain the fully enlightenment, like the guru Atisha has done. So, however, do the practice like a river which comes from the top of the snow mountain, to maybe snow mountain or. Tibet, maybe snow mountain of the Colorado, maybe snow mountain of the Japanese, the Mount Fuji, or maybe Mexico mountain, the inland mountain, very different country mountain too. On the mountain there was a snow, white, shiny snow. And the water comes from the mountain, and then it goes slowly, and then it arrives in the ocean too, like that. Like that, we have to do our practice continue. Not only a short time, not only a short period, we have to practice continue. Day after day, month after month, then we will gain the realizations. Otherwise, we cannot gain the highest realizations in the short time. Therefore, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, as you have heard this many times, sometimes he is laughing. The highest enlightenment, the quickest time, the very short time, is very difficult. So this is how the Guru Atisha has gained those realizations. After that, he not only just enough, and then Guru Atisha didn't went to the jungle to meditate, and then the great Atisha benefit those sentient beings in the India and in Tibet. This that I will tell later too. So at the, it says, don't hurry to practice, don't hurry to tell the Dharma. So we continue to practice the Dharma, we continue to listen to the Dharma. Once you listen to the Dharma, what you have listened, what you have read, then we have chance to be thinking or contemplate upon it. So once we have contemplate or thinking again and again, today you have listened to the biography of the Guru Atisha, then you may contemplate or you may thinking how he is, how he learned, where he born, and then you can meditate upon the Guru Atishas. And also you can thinking about how to subdue the mind. It is better to subdue our minds. If we are willing to tap your many negative speech, and it says subdue mind, and one times if you subdue your mind and my mind, then it will be reduced what we have speech. And the next time, what will happen if we use the bad speech, harsh speech, what will happen? What is the result? It will be result. Is it suffering or is it happiness? If the bad speech gives the result or the fruit or the happiness, then we can. But the bad speech, negative speech, lying speech, those gives the suffering. So it's called the non-virtuous action, negative action, bad actions, to self, to others. Like a bad fruit, rotten fruit. If it's a very fresh fruit, it's very good. We can eat, we can digest. It makes our body very healthy, our organ, very healthy organ, our lung, our stomach. We have many things in our body, right? So if it's a rotten fruit, then it's not good for us too. So the example of that, those negative actions give the suffering. That's the meaning of the non-virtuous actions. I heard from one master, what's the non-virtuous actions? Non-virtuous actions is that which gives the suffering in next, not hurry, and next rebirth or the other next rebirth. It gives the suffering to us. Therefore, if we are really intelligent person, then we have to abandon those negative actions. If we don't abandon the negative actions, then we might think that we are not so intelligent person. We are like the animal being too. The animal living beings, they live in the jungle, they live in the oceans, they eat the food, they drink, they sleep. So we are the intelligent beings. If we're really intelligent living beings, then we have to differentiate from those animal living beings. Once, Master, I heard that in Indian language or Sanskrit, what we call the Purush, what's called in Tibetan, we say it, me. What is the meaning of me, man or woman? We can speak. We can understand. We are very sensitive, right? Sometimes when people say the negative to us, we're feeling anger. Sometimes people praise to us. People say, oh, you are a very good person. You are a very nice person. You are a very elegant person. And then we become very happy, enjoy, as we are a very sensitive person, right? So the meaning of the human being, Purush, we have ability to do something, ability to do more things than those other sentient beings. We have to cross the ocean of this samsara. Therefore, the great master Shantideva gives the example of our body to how our body looks like. What example the Shantideva has given to us? Our body's example is the boat, Queen Mary, or the other boat, the very nice boat. Sure, and the boat is the example of our body, and so, however, subdue our minds, as the Buddha said. Not only just it's said by the Buddha, true. We have to follow the reason. The great master scholar Tsongkhapa said, we have to follow the reason. What reason is there? We need all the time happiness, comfortable. We don't need suffering. From that reason, what we don't want, suffering. From that reason, we don't need to do the negative actions. We collect more positive actions, virtuous actions, dharma, it's called the dharma, or the positive karma. Collect more positive karma. Collect as you buy more healthy foods from the market, collect more positive actions from our body, speech, and mind. And it gives the reason, it gives the happiness to us, true. And indirectly, it doesn't harm to the others. So today I also would like to send one with this. Once upon a time, the very golden time, very wonderful time in Tibet, very wonderful time, very nice time. Once time, the Tibetan master Chenyawa was there in Tibet. At that time, it was one upasika, what's called in Tibetan, we called the Jewadum Tempa. Jewadum Tempa asked to the Chenyawa, do you remember you have obtained the precious human life? Do you remember those ledgers? And do you remember you endowed with those 10 opportunities? Jewadum Tempa asked to the Chenyawa, and Chenyawa replied to him, yes, I remember, I do practice. So sometimes you can ask each other, your relatives, your friends, do you remember the precious human rebirth? And then he or she might say that, I remember the precious human rebirth. And then he or she may ask, reply you, yes, I remember that, and therefore I do practice the Dharma. When Kadamba Geshe Chenyawa do practice and meditation upon Dharma, what he listened from his great guru Atishas, and then other master, he always remember these verses. I can memorize. I have to recite more Omara Pasanadi, Omara Pasanadi. And then it's the, in Tibetan I recite it, true, Kangsi Rangwan Chujo Tinyo Pongke De Teta Zimbar Mishina Yangsa Dungwe Shingwan Chujo Ba Dele Chini Kangsi Rangwan. In English, shy. So in English it said, Now I have independence and favorable conditions. If I do not take full advantage of this time, I will plunge into the abyss and fall under the control of others who will lift me out. So in English it says like that. So Jishi Chengawa, Kodamba Master Chengawa, recite this verse before he going to practice the Dharma. And Master Chengawa is not like us. When we have free time, we enjoy to listen the Dharma. When we have more time, then we listen the Dharma. And when we have other important time, then we let the. Perhaps, I don't know, some of you are very great practitioner. I don't know. So we don't spend much on the Dharma. We spend much on our daily activities, our worldly activities. So the Kadamba Jishi Chenyaba is not like that. As the guru, if he don't practice very well, the great Lama Tsongkhapa will not praise to the Kadamba Jishi Chenyaba too, because the great scholar Tsongkhapa is the scholar of Tibet, and the Tibetans are maybe we, okay, we Tibetans. We Tibetans proud of the great Tsongkhapa, especially those from the Amdo region, they are proud of the Lama Tsongkhapa, one of the great master. And then he refers to the Chinyaba in this the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. He refers to his practice. So the great master Chenyapa, as the master Tsongkhapa says in his experience songs of his realizations, Lam Rim Duden, in Tibetan we say Lam Rim Duden. As I mentioned, I would like to repeat again. So in Lam Rim Duden, it says that In the short point or brief, it said daytime, nighttime, those master of the great Lama Tsongkhapa practice in the daytime, nighttime, wherever they live, whatever they do. Whatever they act, it's rolling on the practice. So like that, Kadamba Jishi Chenyaba practice very well, and we have to follow them. If you interest upon the Dharma, too, I cannot judge you. If you interest upon the Dharma, if we want to receive the advantage from the Dharma, then we have to copy from them. If we want to take the advantage only in this life, then we will relax, go to the beach, go to the bar. And there are many, many wonderful worldly places in the United States. There are many, many worldly places in the other country, like India, Mexico, wherever we go. And even in the Tibet Lhasa this time, there are other places like a bar, relax, play the game. Las Vegas. Or the India we call the Mexico, and then India called the Bombay, and then Mexico, I don't know, Cancun, Acapulco, like. These things are little bit quite easy to remember me. I don't know what happened to me. And then also in the Saigon, I guess they are in the Saigon, and then Korean city, Seoul, and then there are also the different places too. So there are few places to practice the Dharma. Yeah. And then at that time we are like that elephant. When that elephant arrives in the jungle, it wakes up. It knows the jungle very well, where to survive. At that time we are more intelligent. We may have thought that, oh, I'm really human being. I'm like other human being, yeah. So however, I don't want to explore those negative paths, okay. What about the Kadamba Jishi Chenyaba? We should not forget. Okay. So Chenyaba practice day and night, and once the other Kadamba Rishi called the Gampawa or the Nelchopa, in here Lamrim English text it says the yogi, the person named the yogi. Who is the yogi? Yogi is the Nelchopa, Gampawa. Then Gampawa asked you, Gampawa met Chenyawa, and then Kadamba Rishi Chenyawa. Okay, so he asked something, and then the Chenyawa replied him to do the practice. What he asked, rest a little bit, don't do a dharma at the night time, at the day time, rest a little bit, be relaxed, walking here and then come again and then do the practice dharma. And then the Kadamba Rishi Chenyawa replied, I understand how to relax. I understand how to rest. But it's very difficult to find such a precious human rebirth. It's very difficult to find such a precious rebirth, such a wonderful rebirth, end off with those ledgers and endowment. This is very difficult to find. He replied that. So by this reason, he practiced the Dharma day and night. And someone who remember and he requires very well who has the realizations of the precious human rebirth, then he or she will not waste the time happy to do the Dharma. So he replied that in this answer, the Kadamba Rishi Chenyapa received the Dharma from his master, read the text from Dharma text, and he understands very well about the example which gives the blind turtle. He knows the example and the meanings. And then he understands the example of the boat, the nice boat, to cross the ocean of samsara. His body is the example of that. The boat is the example of his body. He knows very well. So, and there also, the student of Chenyawa wants to Chenyawa to be a relaxed, to rest, not to do a dharma, such a profound dharma, such a deep dharma. Spend all the time on the dharma. So how it's interesting to listen those Kadamba's masters, how to interesting to read those holy biography of the great Atisha, not biography of the bad biography, the good biography. If you listen the good biography, then it automatically blesses us, and then we will become a better and better persons. So the time also is not permanent. Time also is impermanent. As your guru said that time runs like the arrow, and then it says like a tick, 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 tick. It says like that, and then it goes, and then it's very near and near to close our good time. Today you listen how to subdue your mind, and then you can, as the Buddha said to us, we can meditate upon those, and you remember those examples of the fresh foods, and the sutra and tantra, and into your mind to the Dharma, into our mind to the Dharma. Not only once, again and again. When it exists, we have to enter again. Sometimes we exit from the mind of the Dharma. Our mind exits, go outside. And then enter again and again. And once time it enters very well, it's easy to do a good behavior. Not difficult to do a good behavior. So after that, we have to dedicate, and then today is the offering, right? After you tell, yes. Yes. First, we may read the Tibetan, the long, long life prayer, and then after I will do the verses of dedications. Okay, we will.
Nada kuma chepa yagang lahaya anki chue sambe namda rabzo lo zang je de se je bemo elo lebra che ben che bo nyu che chu zo lo wa me be chin do da chin yin min jo den jo samme da ja lo zang da be nu do men be ren je nyu do nyu do chu sa chi
Behold, at this, appear as into the excesses. tại vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hành tâm, thiền giả cảm nhận hồng ân nhất lòng. Xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái quân tử tận tâm, chánh kiến thiện mạng thiên đời, ước xem thánh nguyện trung lâm pháp đạo, của tông thất ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo yên ngưng, do thần lực thiên khởi tư ân, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sự niệm chúng đệ tử từ thời viên mãn.
Dono ma gezim jadam jejim ne yeji bale de jeni dono ma za pesan je be juro jur ho ji. So the dedications may His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the spiritual other spiritual masters may live very long. May the Dharma in this world remain very long. And those sentient beings who are illness, sufferings, starvations, they never have such a suffering. May they recover very quick, and also we may attain our enlightenment very quickly. We may free quickly from those two types of obscuration.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.